Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach there with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Thursday, the 20th of February, brought to you by the UK Investor Show here on Share Talk. Don't forget the UK Investor Show on Saturday, the 25th of April. Starting off with Alien Metals, which has the UFO epic code, very creatively, one can say. What you can see now is that we've had an extended period of consolidation after that gap through the 50-day moving average in September, so that was the trigger to look out for an eventual break to the upside. May or may not be now, but the solid intraday candle that we've had, or daily candle that we've had so far today, does suggest that the stock could be finally on its way. The target, if we clear 0.25 pence on an end-of-day, end-of-the-week close basis, as high as the top of a rising April trend channel from last year at 0.55. Clearly, that target would not be valid if we broke back below the 0.2 area, which is where the 50-day moving average and last year's support line currently lie. Covered Bahamas Petroleum quite recently, but worth noting again, given the gap higher through the 3.5 pence level. Looking for an end-of-day close above last month's intraday peak at 4p rather, and the eventual target, once we clear 4p, could be as high as the top of a rising September trend channel at 6 pence. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month, only really back below 3 pence, killing off the ongoing bull argument at the stock. Next up, a stock which was requested. I think I've covered it before, but stock has dithered really since, dithered in the sort of 25 to 30 pence area for quite some time. A few false dawns in terms of breaking to the upside, but actually the request looks like it's come at a good time. We've got a very solid green candle there, but shooting through the August resistance line there, and also the 200-day moving average. So end-of-day close above the 200-day line could open up the prospect of 50 pence plus at the top of a rising July trend channel over the next month or two. Stop loss really quite logically back below 25 pence on the whole setup there. Next stock is one that has spiked up very nicely today, also through a post-summer resistance line, and in this case the 50-day moving average at 0.47 pence. While we hold above that, and especially if we can get a decent end-of-day close this week above the 200-day line, looking for a top of broadening triangle target as high as 0.75 pence over the next few weeks. Stop loss really back below the 50-day line on that situation. Hemogenics, one of those really difficult technical situations, and one which fundamentally is also perhaps baffled people as well, given they tend to get blind to the science. But we have this situation here where we had support, we have support coming in towards the 1.8 to 2 pence area. Really need to close above the 200-day line at 2.38 pence to deliver the prospect of a realistic prospect of a sustained move to the upside. But if we get that, the top of a rising trend channel from May last year at 4 pence could finally be on the cards. But it does look as though the minimum requirement there for the bulls is a clearance of the 200-day line, given that we had a false dawn move through that last month. Less fraught for the bulls is situation at Itaconics. Here it looks like the stock is up and away after breaking that August resistance line. Very similar setups in all these stocks, interestingly enough. And the 50-day moving average at 1.49 pence. Above that, we're looking and hoping for a top of August trend channel target at 3.5 pence. Just want to see now whether we get a decent weekly close above the 200-day line at 2 pence, but really the stock looks as though it is finally on its way in a sustained manner. KEFI is next, and this is one which a lot of people willing for it to go higher, breaking the recent 1.5 to 2 pence range. The setup is actually quite positive. We've had gaps to the upside there in November and in the beginning of January, so it does look as though this is a bull play, but just waiting to be released, so to speak. End of day close, end of week close above that November resistance line to around 1.95 pence could open up 2.8 at the top of a rising trend channel from October. But it looks as though there's no reason to hurry at this particular stage. Finishing off with a rather larger stock than all of the companies I've looked at, just thought it might be worth looking at Smith & Nephew. It's been a perennial bid target, and to my mind it should have been should have allowed itself to be taken over. But anyway, this setup we have here today is a break of this September resistance line that's running at £19, so the break of that and a day close above that could deliver a decent upside, especially as we've gapped up through the 50-day moving average, the rising 50-day moving average, 18.46. So really the target here should be as high as the top of the May rising trend channel, up towards £25, and that target value really, as I said, well, we're above the £19 level. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.